Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Plain Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records by My name is Kurt Hahn. Thank you for joining me this Saturday morning, 10 o'clock on the 13th of June. And I'm calling this show Vernon Dalhart and Al Carver, Who's Who. What started this whole idea was I was going through my records this morning, and I kept seeing, I keep seeing the same titles by different people on different labels. I kept thinking, what is all this? So, with that in mind, I discovered some new and interesting things today. So, we're going to start off with a little comparison, a little contrasting. This is Al Carver with Charlie Wells on Columbia, Where Is My Mama? Here we go.
Stood a little baby on the street one day, and passing by a lady was heard to softly say, "Why are you sad and lonely? Your eyes are filled with tears." The child was heard to softly say, "Where is my mama, dear? Where is my mama? Where can she be? I'm so awful lonesome, lonesome as can be. Papa is broken hearted, Mama left us alone. So if you see my mama, tell her to come home." The child went home that evening and to her father said, "Tell me, where is mama before I go to bed?" His eyes filled up with teardrops. He clasped her to his breast. "She's gone to join the angels, dear. In heaven she's at rest."
Conquer Records, by the way. I am leading up to something. Here, 6 Feet of Earth.
sing you a song of the world and its ways, and the many strange people you meet. From the rich man who rolls in his millions of wealth, to the poor struggling wretch on the street. Though a man may be poor and in tatters and rags, we know that we ought not decide. But remember the adage, we've all got to die, and 6 feet of earth make us all of one size. There is many a coat that is tattered and torn, but beneath lies a true honest heart. But because he's not dressed like his neighbors in silk, why society keeps them apart. On one fortune smiles while the other one fails, no matter what venture he tries. Till death in the end calls them home to the skies, and 6 feet of earth make them both of one size. You meet a poor fellow who tries to battle the world and its crowd. Just lend him a hand and perchance he'll succeed. Don't crush him and still keep him down. For a cup of cold water in charity given is remembered with joy in the skies. We are all but human, we've all got to die, and 6 feet of earth make us all of one size.
Conqueror Records, 7730. This is the B-side. This is dual instrumental accomplishment called 6 Feet of Earth, and this is recorded in March 9th of 1928. It's done by Vernon Dalhart and Robison, R-O-B-I-S-N. Which led me to the next question. Who is Robison? Well, Robison, apparently, near as I can figure, and I just had it here a minute ago, is a synonym for Charlie Wells, who was on the Columbia record of Where Is My Mom? So after a while, you start to wonder what's going on. Of course, the other reason I picked up the Conqueror Records, and I know I can't help myself, not licensed for radio broadcast. I'm sorry, just can't help myself. All right, let's go back to Columbia Records now. Little Miriam Parker. Little Miriam Parker by Al Carver. Okay, here we go.
Way out in California, a family bright and gay, we're planning for that Christmas not very far away. They had a little daughter, a sweet and pretty child, and all the folks who knew her loved Marion Parker's smile. She left come to her that day. And then a murderous villain, a fiend with heart of stone, took little Marion Parker away from friends and home. The world was horror stricken, and people held their breath, until they found poor Marion, her body cold in death. And then they caught the coward, young Hickman was their man. They brought him back to justice, his final trial to stand. There is a great commandment that says thou shalt not kill, and those who do not heed it, their cup of sorrow fill. This song should be a warning to parents far and near. We cannot guard too closely the ones we love so dear.
That was Little Marion Parker by Barrett, written by Barrett and Al Carver. Now, who's Bill Barrett? Well, apparently Bill Barrett is another pseudonym for Charlie Wells. How about that? Now, that leads to a question. According to the Encyclopedia of Country Music, Vernon Dalhart used several synonyms: Al Carver for Columbia Records, Toby Little for OK Records, and Jeff Filler for Vocalion Records. And he based a lot of his music on news stories of the time. Little Marion Parker was another piece inspired by news stories of the day. So, that brings up the question, who's Marion Parker? Well, as near as I can figure, and depending on which spelling you wish to look at, Marion Parker, M-A-R-I-O-N, was a murder victim back in 1927 in L.A. someplace. Yet I've seen Marion as M-A-R-I-O-N, M-A-R-I-A-N, and even Miriam, M-A-R-A-I-A-M. So as near as I can figure, Marion Parker was a murder victim in Los Angeles, which leads to discussion. Then how did Vernon Dalhart, who I've assumed was basically out of Texas, come up with a murder story about Marion Parker? Needless to say, I get confused with the who's who in the zoo after a while. But for the sake of argument, Little Marion Parker was written back in, that was January 5th of 1928. That was on the Columbia version. So with that in mind, let's hear the Conqueror version.
Way out in California, a family bright and gay, were planning for that Christmas not very far away. They had a little daughter, a sweet and pretty child, and all the folks who knew her loved Marion Parker's smile. She left her home one morning, for school not far away, and no one dreamed that danger could come to her that day. And then a murderous villain, a fiend with heart of stone, took little Marion Parker away from friends and home. Thank you. was far a-swinging, and people held their breath until they found poor Marion, the body cold in death. And then they caught the coward, young Hickman was their man. They brought him back to justice, his final trial to end. There is a great commandment that says thou shalt not steal, and those who do not fear that cup of sorrow feel. This song should be a warning to parents far and near. We cannot start to flow free the ones we love.
Okay, so Marion Parker, according to Wikipedia, and I looked this up while the songs are playing, Marion Parker was born October 1950 and passed away December 17, 1927. Was a 12-year-old daughter of Perry Parker, a prominent banker in Los Angeles. She had a twin sister named Marjorie. On December 15, 1927, Marion was abducted by her school by William Edward Hickman, born 1908, passed away 1928. Who called himself the Fox. Her murder has since become the subject of several folk songs. How about that? Vernon Dalhart and Al Carver. The Los Angeles Times referred to this as the most horrible crime of the 1920s. Songs and some reports about Marion, M-A-R-I-A-N, frequently spell her name as Marion, M-A-R-I-A-N, and in some cases, Miriam, M-A-R-I-A-M. So we have a case here of almost who's who in the zoo. We have Al Carver and Vernon Dalhart, Charlie Wells, Charlie Robinson, Bill Barrett, and Marion Parker, murder victim with several names. Why I enjoy doing live shows about 78 records. With that in mind, I learned all kinds of new stuff today. With that in mind, again, my name is Kurt Hunt. Thank you for a Saturday morning show on my technical storytelling with a heart station, just playing forgotten music on the 78 RPM records. If you have any questions, please give me a call. I'm at oscssw@juno.com. oscssw@juno.com. You can reach me at Facebook at facebook.com/S3Productions2. S3Productions2 on facebook.com. Playing forgotten music on the 78 RPM record. With that, you have a great day. Thank you for joining me. Enjoy your Saturday. Goodbye.